people long time ago used to have these little baby on board signs hanging in the rear window of their car as if to encourage people to drive more safe. I don't really know if it made a difference. But if you've got a lot of caffeine on board and you've got a little sign saying, I got caffeine on board, no matter what you do, it's going to be really hard to fall asleep typically.
Welcome to the No Cap Health Show, a podcast inspired by Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's popular TikTok channel with over 3 million followers. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer Walkler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice, so you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
Hey, welcome back. Glad you're here. Glad I'm here. Glad we're all here together. Won't you be my neighbor? Channeling a little Mr. Rogers there. By the way, what did you have for breakfast? Do you remember what you had for breakfast? What did you have for breakfast yesterday? If you can't remember, could it be because you're not getting enough sleep, which can affect your memory, or you have something else going on? We're going to talk about sleep this episode, a Navy SEAL sleep hack. So we're going to see if this is correct or not. It went ballistically mega volcanically viral. Let's let it roll and see what we've got, shall we?
Here's what you do when you're super tired, but you only have 8 minutes. Get on the floor and put your feet up on your bed like this or on something high, a couch, anything. Set a timer for 8 minutes and take the best nap of your life. It's a Navy SEAL trick and it works. Now follow me to get your life together.
Boy, that sounds so compelling, I have to say. And that's the thing with a lot of these viral videos. I'll tell you, one thing that is very common is the confidence level in how people speak is very high, which makes it also very compelling. And by the way, this video got almost 5 million likes. That's a massive amount. But is this cap or not cap? That's the real question. That's why you're here. So I have to say, I had to do some research. I did some digging, and I specifically could not come up, as much as I tried, with any research, even anything from the Navy SEALs or the military, about this sleep hack of putting your legs up and be able to have like a killer nap for 8 minutes. So is it cap or not cap? Well, we certainly know it will depend on a number of factors. So I'm going to say it's possibly not cap, or I could say it's possibly cap. Don't know, never really been studied, because falling asleep is dependent on a number of things. And we're going to go over those right now, because what I'm going to discuss is going to be what's proven, what we know for sure helps people either take a good nap or get some good sleep if they're having difficulty falling asleep. Now, first of all, if you are taking caffeine in terms of teas or sodas or coffee, the caffeine can definitely stimulate you and make it hard to fall asleep. And if you have a lot of caffeine on board, you may not remember that people a long time ago used to have these little baby on board signs hanging from a little clip in the rear window of their car as if to encourage people to drive more safe. I don't really know if it made a difference. But if you've got a lot of caffeine on board and you've got a little sign saying, I got caffeine on board, no matter what you do, it's going to be really hard to fall asleep typically. Now, some people, caffeine has the opposite effect, but we're going to talk in the general like distribution of reaction. We're going for like 2 standard deviations around the mean and not the tail ends of that bell curve. So if you've got a lot of caffeine, doesn't matter what you do, you're probably going to have a really hard time taking a nap or falling asleep. So avoid caffeine, especially getting into the afternoon, because that can have some lingering effects. If you want to be safe, not after 4 o'clock. If you want to be super, super safe, not even after noon. If you want to be super, super duper safe, none at all. Another thing that can make it difficult to fall asleep is the blue light from your phone. So how often are all of us guilty of being on a device at nighttime and not having anything to block the blue light from the phone? Now, there is a night shift mode in the iPhone, And I think the Galaxy also has that as well. And that does block the blue light. Same on a computer screen. A lot of times you can block the blue light. So blue light messes up your melatonin. That's why it could be really a big factor. Now, these next two things, I'm just giving you the high points here. We have some previous episodes where we talked about sleep. So I'm just giving you some of the high points. But if you need to take a nap, or I even do this when I sleep every night, is I use earplugs. So if you need to get that power nap in, I would definitely recommend putting in earplugs. Or if you don't have earplugs, at least just roll up a little bit of a paper towel, like tear it off and stick it in your ears. That does block some of that outside noise that can be actually really interfering with you being able to sleep. I've even been at concerts sometimes and I forgot my earplugs, and it's not beneath me to go into the bathroom, get that paper towel and just tear off a bit, put some water on it and just literally shove crumpled up paper towel with tap water into my ears. Of course, it's not drippy, so, but probably not the wisest thing from a infection contamination point of view, but because the water is not sterile. But if I'm in a real pinch like that, I'll use a paper towel when I'm in a concert. So that's always an option if you're trying to get a nap somewhere. Don't forget about putting a little paper towel crumpled up in your ear. Another biggie is eye shields. So when we sleep, we want to trick our brain to thinking that it's nighttime. If it's light outside, that's going to work against our brain's ability to want to feel like it's night. So have some eye shields as well if you want to take a cat nap or a power nap. Now, in terms of the positioning, like putting your legs up, it does increase blood flow to your brain. And there's some people in the yoga world that feel that that's really helpful for relaxing. And of course, getting a good nap, it's important to be relaxed. So I think this technique, it can't hurt. I just can't say if it's actually proven or not. There's some other things that you can do besides counting sheep. Is rubbing the area right behind your ear. There's a little bone right there on the back of your skull, right behind your ear, a little bony protrusion. If you put your fingers back and feel it, you'll feel that little area. From an acupressure point of view, that's actually called the omnion point. And if you rub it about 200 times, that helps you fall asleep as well. Now, it could be because you're getting so bored by rubbing 200 times, you just get tired and fall asleep, just like counting sheep. But nonetheless, that's actually been shown as an acupressure point if you rub it 200 times to help you fall asleep. So those are some things to really think about if you are trying to get a cat nap somewhere. And of course, being in a quiet environment is also really helpful too. So there you have it. You've got some real good insights. So earplugs, eye shields, blocking the blue light from your phone, and avoiding caffeine. That can help you maximize getting a good power nap in, or even just trying to fall asleep when you go to bed at night. And again, I'm on record saying I sleep with earplugs and an eye shield every night. And by the way, I also have a night guard in my mouth because I'm a grinder. And so I look extremely attractive when I'm going to bed here, but I've been married 29 years, so my wife has seen through the surface and appreciated the inner beauty of my being and not be caught up with my very attractive nocturnal preparations at nighttime. So next week, what do we got on the schedule for next week? Well, this is also going to be a good one. There's going to be a video that I'm going to tackle that was about a magic way to remove your pimples. And we're going to see if that's cap or not cap. So see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the No Cap Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Walkler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.